the interim manager for the Houston Dynamo. He's Dave Yarno. He joins us now. Davey, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, Glenn. Appreciate it.
All right. So let's just get your thoughts on Vancouver and the game up there and the pros and cons of that one.
Yeah, you know, we met with the players today. We watched the video, and I told them, I was honest with them. I said, you know, to be honest, it was frustrating watching the video back, not because we played poorly, but because I thought we did so many good things and deserved to get a result. So it was, from that standpoint, it was frustrating to watch because, you know, when we talk about the plan and what we were trying to do in the game and, you know, the way that they went about the whole game, coming off that game Wednesday and the travel, and you put all that stuff together and you see the performance they put out there in Vancouver, it was worth the result. And you know, I was obviously disappointed for the group, but I was happy in the way that we went about the game.
Yeah, I'm not sure fans remember, too, that basically Vancouver's been sitting around, I think, for 12 days. They hadn't done anything in 12 days, so you got to factor that into the whole game as well.
Yeah, you don't like to, you know, people tend to forget about that, and you know, it's understandable. But you know, when you're on the inside and you understand what these players put into a game like they did on Wednesday, and for them to turn around and then fly out the day before the game, and you know, you're on a flight to Dallas and not great seats. You get off a flight in Dallas, you're on a four and a half hour flight to Vancouver. They're rested. They're at home. I mean, all these factors, and not by any means are they excuses, because everyone has to deal with it. But they're factors, and they're tough factors in the way that our guys handled it and dealt with it, and the performance they put on despite all that was very good. I was proud of them for the performance.
Interim manager Davey Yarno joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Davey, you have definitely given this team definition. This 4-4-2, the inverted wingers, what you got Minotas and Ramirez doing, working off each other, getting width from outside backs. I think you've done a super job of defining this team, because I do think it was kind of chaotic and loose prior to you becoming the interim manager.
I appreciate it. You know, we've tried to, you know, provide some structure, you know, and tried to put players in the best possible position that we feel gives them the best chance to win and brings out their qualities. And, you know, we've kind of tried to make that clear for them. And, you know, it's, you know, there's never right and wrong way to do things in our game. We all have our own ways. And, you know, I feel like the way that we're doing things now and the structure that we've tried to implement these last few weeks, I think you see it. I think for me, when you watch these guys now, and it's evolved every week, even from where we are now from the first game, and you see how they've taken everything on board and really bought into it, bought into what we're trying to do and playing with the structure that we're trying to play with, and doing everything as a group on both sides of the ball has been a huge emphasis, and they bought into it. I mean, I couldn't be happier in terms of the buy-in from the players. You know, obviously, I think we've come up short on some results where I thought the performance was probably worthy of a result, but that's the game, and we're going to keep doing the same things because we believe in what we're doing, and we believe in the group, certainly.
Now, I think you need to give yourself a little bit more credit, because you also have some guys doing things that maybe are not preferential to them when it comes to positionally, right? You get Adam Lundqvist to play as a right back with the left foot. You get Tomas Martinez and Tommy McNamara, who are guys that would rather be starting point from a central area, and they're buying in and doing it. So that side of it, you have asked people to do some things that may not be preferentially exactly what they want to do.
Yeah, for sure. There's no doubt about that. And, you take your hat off to those guys. But, you know, I think, Glenn, for me it's important in any team – any good team environment that I've been a part of, and I think that any of us have been a part of, guys have to be selfless. Guys have to be willing to, you know, maybe sacrifice it at times what they would, their ideal, for what is the good of the team. You know, it's the same with guys who are being left out. You know, there's some guys who are disappointed that they're not on the field, but they're still 100% bought in, and understanding that every decision that's made with the players on the field, with the players even not involved, they're always made with the best interest of the team at mind. And you know, Tommy Mack and Tomas Martinez, those are two good examples right there. That I think both guys would obviously prefer to be out and out number 10s, but you know, we've kind of taken that thought in mind and said, okay, if we're going to play them wide, can we bring them inside and have them work, you know, in areas where they're comfortable, which I think they've both done well, and I thought they did a very good job of in Vancouver.
Davey Arno, he's the interim manager for the Houston Dynamo. He's joining us here tonight. Now, you said to get everybody to be selfless and buy in. Listen, I watched your career. I've done commentary on boatloads of games. Pre when MLS kind of took another jump up, I mean, from Arrowhead Stadium to the minor league stadium, I called your games in everywhere. You are always known as a very versatile yet selfless player. I know you as a person. You are a selfless person. So I would think that players, when they look at you and you ask them to do a different job, they might want to say yes.
Well, yeah. That's
and I mean this in a fun way.
Yeah, no, that's the hope, you know. It's something that I truly believe in to my core of what it means to be a good player and a good teammate. And I think any good team, again, that I've been a part of, you have a group of guys who buy into what the group is doing and fully buy into it. You know, that means doing your job and helping the people around you do their job. It means doing things that aren't necessarily what you always want, but are the best thing for the team. And for me, it's a hugely important part of this foundation. If you're talking about building a successful team and a successful club, you need a group of players that are bought into the idea that the most important is the collective. And if we do things together on both sides of the ball, because it takes everybody on both sides of the ball, I stress that. If collectively you can buy into that and pull in the same direction and not just say it, but truly, you know, be about it and truly buy into that, it's a great starting point, a great foundation to build something really good. But for me, if you don't have that, you're already starting behind where you should be. So for me, that's one of those things that is non-negotiable with me, because it's always about the team, and I can't change that. I truly believe that at my core, and you know, the players that represent the club should feel and act the same way.
Human nature reminds us all the time that humans are selfish. So when you were an assistant coach, did you see things that said, hey, there are some selfish, individually based things going on here, and was that hurting the team to you from your vantage point as an assistant then?
You know, again, there's different, you know, it's not to say that my thoughts or ideas about everything are the same as everybody else's or perfect, or, you know, they're my way of seeing things and my feelings about how you need to be and how you need to act to be the best team that you possibly can be. And I think there's always areas that we all can improve in. My focus, to be honest, Glenn, hasn't been about before I was, you know, I've taken over. My focus since I've taken over is solely what I can do now and help us moving forward. And, you know, if you think about things in the past or whatever else, I think you're wasting some time, and we certainly don't have time to waste. So all of my thoughts have been about improving what we've been doing. And again, trying to build something that can be really good moving forward.
How much do you talk with the GM, Matt Jordan? I mean, do you guys meet after every game? How does that work just for our listeners and fans of the Dynamo? What's that relationship and interaction like at this point now that you're an interim manager?
Yeah, I speak with Matt a lot. You know, I think it's important for a head coach and a GM to be on the same page and communicate a lot, which we have been. I mean, Matt's in and around he's in and around us every single day, and obviously a big part of what we do. So, I'm in communication with Matt daily.
Does he give you full rein tactically, or do you guys discuss it? Do you go back and forth on it, or how does that work? Because I know it works different in Major League Soccer and in Europe, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, no, Matt gives me full rein tactically. You know, it's always good to have people around you to bounce ideas off of, but he by no means
says who he thinks should play or how he should play. Or, I mean, credit to Matt. He's given me that responsibility and given me that freedom, which is obviously appreciated. It shows that he has faith in the job that I can do in this moment for the club. And I'm doing everything that I can to get us positive results, because it's what we all want. I know that.
Davey Arno joining us, interim manager of the Houston Dynamo, grew up in Nederland, Texas, played a lot of his youth soccer in parks around Houston as well, went to West Texas A&M, left college early to play for Bob Gansler and the Kansas City Wizards. 14-year career, spectacular. And you've played almost every position on the field, but you did spend a lot of time as a striker. And coming up after you on the show tonight is Mauro Manotas, and I can't say enough about this young man, not only just watching him over the last couple of years progress and round out into a talented professional soccer player and a mature one at that, but also the way he carries himself off the field and during an interview. This is an impressive young man, Davey.
Yeah, Mauro is super, super impressive. Super impressive guy. I've been nothing but impressed with him since I've been here. I think he's grown. And the thing about Mauro, I think he has even more. I really do. But the way he conducts himself every day, he's humble. He works hard. He's about the team. You know, all the things that you want, that I talk about, how you want somebody to be, to represent your club on and off the field. I think he is that. I think he really is a special one, and he scored a lot of goals for us. And I'm telling you, I think he has even more inside him. I think he's going to continue to grow. And he's a great player, but he's also good. I feel like he's in an environment where we can push him and continue to demand more from him, because like I said, he has more. And if he keeps progressing the same way, I have no doubt he's going to have a very long, successful career, that's for sure.
I know you've worked a lot with him, having been a striker, and you played with Josh Wolf, amongst others, in Kansas City. And I know you've worked with him. I think his hold-up game has improved. I think his ability to check back to the ball and then be a distributor, waiting passes, in between defenders and behind defenses, has improved. Is that something you see as well?
Yeah, he has definitely gotten better, but that's one area that I think he can still improve on. His ability to hold up the ball and bring other players into the game, it has improved. It's something that we've worked on, something we've tried to emphasize with Mauro, and something that he's continuing to do better and better, and will continue to work on, and he'll continue to get better at. I think he's grown in a lot of areas. Obviously, technically, Mauro is very good. There's no denying that he has great feet, great technique. His combination play in tight spaces is really good. We'll continue to work on some of his movement in and around the box. His willingness to run behind the line is something that we've really emphasized, not always wanting to just receive balls to his feet, but be able to test lines in behind, because he's athletic, he's quick, he causes people problems. And I think if you've seen the Vancouver game, if you go back and watch some of his movement off the ball and his willingness to run in behind, some of that selfless running, which is hard as an attacking player sometimes, right? You want to get the ball every time you're running in behind, but, getting him to understand that his movement behind the line is creating space for other people, and he will get that ball at times, helping him to understand and how to move and when to move, if he continues to improve on that, he's gonna score more and more goals.
Another guy I wanted to talk about is Alejandro Fuenmayor. I think he's had two decent games for you in a row here, and obviously he was kind of positioned as one of the center backs of the future. He's a good value from Venezuela. How did you feel his last two games went?
Yeah, I'm really happy for Alejandro. I'm really happy with his last two performances. Again, he's another young guy. We forget about how young he is. But for him to, he's kind of, his confidence was down this year. There's no doubt about that. For one reason or another, he hasn't had his confidence. His form wasn't great, but He's a guy who I feel like if we build him up and get his confidence back and get him back to playing and being the type of player that I believe he can be, I think he can be an asset to us. And listen, it's not easy. Alejandro has not played a ton of games, so to come in and play two games the way that he has, obviously be a part of the team that got the shutout last week, and then to go and follow that up with a pretty good performance in Vancouver, I'm happy for him, and it's a good sign for us, because if you can have a player at that age with that much potential and now finding his confidence again, I think he can be an asset to us, no doubt.
So people skills are obviously huge with managers in modern sports and in the modern game now. Is this a young man that needs to be massaged a little bit? Because, boy, when I saw him with RGV prior to these two games, he did not look interested. I'm not going to sugarcoat it here. He did not look interested. I was really interested to see, okay, if he gets up to the first team, is he going to deliver? And I think he has over the two games. But is this the kind of young man that now might need a little massaging as opposed to tough love?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big part. You said it. It's a big part of managing people, and it's a big part of leading people, and it's such a huge part of this job, you know, understanding how to get the best out of people, and everyone is different, and there's different people respond to different types of leadership. They respond to different types of leadership in different moments, and you know, that's on me, that's on us to understand that, how we get the best out of him. And that's not to say that you know, you always put your arm around people, you know, but you certainly have to do that. They have to feel that you're by their side and you have their best interest in mind and you're trying to move them along in the right way and you fully support what they're doing. You know, at times you're going to have to be tough on them, but certainly at times they need some love, and there's no doubt about that. Alejandro is no different. Like I said, he's a young guy, living in this country, you know, that's obviously away from his, where he's from. So we have to take all these things into account, and they all affect a player's form and how they play. So, yeah, Alejandro right now is a guy we've kind of had our arm around a little bit. We're trying to kind of pick him up, and I think we've seen the results of that. He's starting to look back to the Alejandro that we know he can be.
Yeah. Davey Arno joining us, interim manager. Two to go at home, Orlando this weekend. Nani comes in. Orlando's trying to make a late push to get into the playoffs here, although it's going to be difficult, but they certainly are going to come in here looking for a result. What do you want out of this home game, Davey, based on the last game and moving forward here?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, I want another good team collective performance, one that we're all proud of, one where everyone's bought in. And I said it today after I watched the video, after we got through watching, I said, listen, we're going to approach this way this week the exact same way. I showed certain things from the game that gave me really good signs that, okay, this team is bought in. We're wanting to do things together. For me, that is the number one priority in everything that we do. And I want to get that first and foremost. And I think we'll do that. But most importantly is we want to get the result. Make no mistake. It's, you know, we can perform well and do all these things really well. But at the end of the day, it is still about getting the result. And, my hope is that we have a performance worthy of the result, 90 minutes, not 45 minutes, not 60 minutes, 90 minutes of a good performance, and ultimately to win the game in a way that we're all proud of.
Davey, listen, thank you so much for being so open and honest on the show today. I mean, I think this is a wonderful interview for the Dynamo fans. I think they're going to love this, and I think they just did love this. So thank you very much for that. We wish you the best of luck against Orlando City this Saturday.
Thanks, Quinn. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Davey Arno, not only communicating well with his team, but also a tremendous job on the radio here. I mean, this is great information for all of you Dynamo fans out there.